S&P futures were trading at 7,721 this morning, up about 0.4% from yesterday's close. That's a relatively calm market signal for a morning with this much geopolitical noise in it. Either the markets have priced in the Middle East escalation, or the liquidity in pre-market futures is thin enough that it's not fully capturing what's happening in Tehran.
Kenneth Rogoff's warning about the Pax dollar is the financial story I want to spend time on, because it's a structural argument, not a daily trading observation. Rogoff, who wrote the book on sovereign debt crises, literally, is arguing that the cumulative effect of U.S. financial sanctions strategy is accelerating the process by which other countries seek alternatives to dollar-denominated reserve assets. He's not saying the dollar is collapsing. He's saying the trend line is bending faster than the consensus expected.
The specific mechanism he's pointing to is the weaponization of financial infrastructure. When the US or EU freezes sovereign assets, excludes countries from SWIFT, or restricts access to dollar clearing systems, it changes the risk calculus for every country holding dollar-denominated reserves. Countries that were previously indifferent to the composition of their reserve portfolios now have a reason to diversify, not because they expect to be sanctioned, but because they've watched what happens to countries that are. The BRICS payment system experiments, the bilateral currency swap arrangements, the Chinese push for yuan internalization, these are all partly responses to that risk perception.
Muff counterargument is worth taking seriously, though. The structural advantages of dollar dominance are deep. The depth and liquidity of U.S. Treasury markets, the network effects of dollar invoicing in global commodity trade, the absence of a fully credible alternative. The euro has structural limitations around fiscal fragmentation. The yuan is still not fully convertible. Gold doesn't scale. The dollar's share of global foreign exchange reserves has declined from about 71% in 1999 to roughly 58% today, but it's still overwhelmingly dominant. Rogoff isn't disputing any of that. His point is that the rate of change is accelerating, and that inflection points in reserve currency dominance tend to come faster than the consensus model predicts.
For markets specifically, the practical implication in the near term is commodity pricing. Oil is still invoiced in dollars. If you're Saudi Arabia and you're watching Washington use dollar infrastructure as a weapon against Iran, you might think carefully about whether you want to retain that linkage unconditionally. The Aramco-Yuan deal discussions from 2023 and 2024 didn't disappear, they went quiet. They'll resurface.
The other market signal I'm watching is how Nvidia's China decision affects its earnings guidance. The H200 shipment to China was apparently a small batch, not volume sales, and Nvidia's statement that it expects no future China sales for its high-end chips is an unusual preemptive disclaimer. Nvidia's data center revenue has been extraordinary for the past 3 years, but China represented a meaningful portion of its accessible market before the export controls. The question is whether the demand from US, European, and Gulf AI infrastructure buildouts can fully absorb what China would have purchased. Given Tencent's admission that they are severely under-sourced on compute, and given that they now can't buy H200s legitimately, the implied demand for whatever Chinese domestic alternatives emerge, Huawei's Ascend chips, domestic AI accelerators, is enormous.